Salam and welcome to a new episode of Brief Pause. Today I want to talk about something a little bit different, yet very important. As you can see from the title, it is about the outbreak of the new coronavirus. I really felt the urge to talk about it, not only because it is it's spreading in Algeria, but because I see that the level of awareness is very, very low. And I'm not talking only about social media, because as we know, yes, a lot of us use social media, and even though a lot of information that we see circling around social media about this virus are false, please, people, do not share and believe whatever you see. But also because a big portion of Algerians do not use social media, and even if they watch TV, there aren't many educational clips that go around that truly make you understand and simplify the virus for people with no, let's say, I'm not going to say educational background, but with no basics. So I truly felt the need, honestly, and because I read about it a lot these few days, and as a microbiologist, I honestly found it easy to understand a lot of things. First things first, we are going to answer the question, what is the coronavirus? And then we are going to talk about its means of transmission, how does the coronavirus infect? There are simple questions, but very important ones. And then what is the source of the virus? And then we are going to talk about the period of the incubation of the virus. And then here we are going to talk about something very important and that people give a lot of false information about. Will I get infected by someone who carries the virus but has no symptoms? Will someone infect others during the incubation of the virus? And will I only get infected by someone who actually has the symptoms? And then we will talk about the symptoms of this virus, how it is diagnosed, how, you know, do we treat the coronavirus now, why is the coronavirus bad, why all this fuss about this virus, and then we are going to make a small comparison between the coronavirus and the flu. Is it like the flu, is it not like the flu? And then we will talk about something important that it is, you know, a lot of people talk about it right now, and they say when summer comes all will be good, it will be warm and the virus cannot resist and die and it will be fine. We will talk about that as well. And then finally, we will end it with how to protect yourself and the ones around you. So without any further ado, let's get into it. What is coronavirus? Let's start with something simple. Why the name coronavirus? The name coronavirus is derived from Latin corona, meaning crown, and the name refers to the characteristic appearance of the virus by electron microscopy or simply as seen by the microscope, and it resembles a solar crown. If you want to really see it, you can just Google it and you will have a lot of illustrations of the new coronavirus, and it actually looks as a solar crown. Now, I just want to tell you that this is not the first coronavirus that we had. There are a lot of types of coronaviruses. However, there are types that only infect animals. But for humans, we have 7 types. The last one is the one that we have now. These viruses cause diseases in mammals and birds, and in humans, coronaviruses cause respiratory tract infections. And that is basically why they can be bad, because they can cause pneumonia. But we can get to that later. I want to make you understand something. Scientifically, you know, we hear a lot of COVID-19. Now, COVID-19 is basically coronavirus disease. 19 stands for 2019, and this is actually not the name of the virus, but the name of the disease caused by the virus. The virus is called SARS-CoV-2, because actually around 2003-2004, we had the first SARS-CoV, and now this is the second SARS-CoV. This is why it's called SARS-CoV-2. Now SARS, which is S-A-R-S, stands for Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome. Coronavirus 2. Now this virus, or now that we know it is called SARS-CoV-2, this is what we are going to use. Human-to-human transmission of SARS-CoV-2 has been confirmed during the 2018-2020 coronavirus pandemic, and you can read about it more in WHO, which is the World Health Organization, and the transmission occurs primarily via respiratory droplets from coughs and sneezes within a range of 1.8 meters, which means even when you think you are far enough from someone, but actually you are not. And indirect contact via contaminated surfaces is another possible that can cause infections, which means if, for example, a doorknob or different surfaces, transport means if they are contaminated and you touch them, you can get infected. Again, two main means of transmission or infection. The first one is via respiratory droplets from coughs and sneezes, and the second one is via contaminated surfaces. Now, the question that we are waiting for, maybe, can the virus be infectious even during the incubation period? Question mark. Drum rolls. We actually don't have the answer yet. Nothing has been proven. However, logically thinking, even if it is possible, it would be rare. And as the World Health Organization stated on the 1st February 2020, transmission from asymptomatic cases is likely not a major driver of transmission. So even though it is possible, transmission from asymptomatic patients or during the incubation period would be very rare and unlikely to happen. And thus, the most infections in humans are believed to be the result of transmission from subjects exhibiting symptoms of coronavirus disease. Now, we know the name of the virus, the name of the disease, we know that these viruses cause respiratory tract infections, we know the means of transmission, and we know now that it is very rare that we get infected from asymptomatic people or during the incubation period. So we can maybe stop talking about, oh my god, what if people do have the virus but do not have the symptoms, they will give it to us, blah 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 blah. We should maybe stop talking about that too much. Now, let's answer something else, which is, what is the source of this virus? The first known infections from the SARS-CoV-2 strain, or the new coronavirus, were discovered in Wuhan, China, but the original source of viral transmission to humans remains unclear. They have been doing research and they doubted that an animal called pangolin, so I've actually never heard of this animal, but apparently it is a spread animal in China. It is protected by the China laws. However, the trade is not truly controlled, and we can see that they sell anything and everything. However, it's not sure yet, and research is still ongoing, but we are almost sure that the source of transmission is an animal. Now, what is the incubation period for COVID-19? It appears that the symptoms are showing up in people within 14 days of exposure to the virus. It sometimes varies. Sometimes it may appear within 12 days, sometimes 15 days, but the average is 14 days. What are the symptoms? We've seen them pretty much everywhere. There are cough, fever, shortness of breath, and body aches. Now, how is COVID-19 diagnosed? The diagnosis may be difficult with only physical exam because mild cases of COVID-19 may appear similar to the flu or a bad cold, so a laboratory test can confirm the diagnosis. I may go now a little bit too scientific, but I think every one of us, you know, when you think you may have the coronavirus and you go get checked, how the test will go. I will try to simplify it. Now, let's say you had symptoms of the SARS-CoV-2 and you went to a hospital and the doctors thought that they doubted you might have the coronavirus. What they will do, they will take a sample from your swab from your nose or your throat and send it to a laboratory for analysis. So how will the test go? First step, they will isolate all genetic information found in your swab, because this genetic information may belong to the coronavirus. Now, I'm sure a lot of you know that the genetic information is basically DNA, but some viruses, instead of a DNA, they have an RNA. If you know what an RNA is, it's great. If you don't, it's fine. It's just almost the same as DNA, and they will render the RNA into a DNA eventually in the test anyway, because they need the DNA. So for simplicity purposes, we're going to say DNA, because that's what it is after all. Next, how can we know that this DNA actually belongs to the coronavirus or another? We can use a process called PCR amplification. To amplify is to make a lot of copies of something, which means we want to make a lot of copies of the DNA that we just isolated from your swab. For this process, we need some small sequences called primers. These primers are supposed to start the amplification, which means when we put these primers in the mixture of a DNA, they will link and then the amplification will start. If we don't put these primers, the amplification can never start. Now, the way these primers are designed, they are designed to link only with the coronavirus DNA. So, if you put these primers that are designed for the coronavirus DNA in the mixture that we just isolated, the DNA mixture that we just isolated from your swab, and then the amplification starts and we have a lot of copies, it means that you are coronavirus positive. And we can see that we are having more quantity, which means more copies. If we put these primers and nothing happens, which means that DNA is not the DNA of coronavirus, so these primers will not link to it and nothing will happen, no amplifications, no copies, it means that you are coronavirus negative. This process takes some time, which is not very helpful. Passing on, because the latest coronavirus outbreak is still unfolding globally, scientists don't yet know the virus's true fatality rate. And on March 3, WHO Director General said that 3.5% of reported cases have died so far, which is low compared to other types of coronaviruses. For example, SARS, the one that appeared in 2003-2004, the fatality rate was 10%. Again, this new coronavirus rate is 3.4. SARS was 10%, and MERS, which is another type of coronavirus, was 35%. But as the outbreak evolves, the number is likely to change. Now, let's have a very fast comparison of COVID-19 vs. the flu. The influenza or the flu and COVID-19, the illness that is caused by the new coronavirus, are both infectious and respiratory illnesses. Both seem to have similar symptoms, both may be deadly, and both probably have the same way of transmission. However, the flu now has an effective vaccine, while the COVID-19 doesn't. And also, the spread of COVID-19 is faster than the flu. So, coronavirus is not the flu. One of the most asked questions: will warming temperatures slow the coronavirus outbreak? Or as we say here, يجسف ويموت وحده. Is that true? Well, the prospect that summer could stave off or slow down the pandemic is very attractive, but nothing is proven yet. It could act like other viruses that we know and slow down during the hot seasons, But as we see now, Singapore is hot and the coronavirus is spreading. Other types of the coronavirus, like the SARS that appeared in Saudi Arabia, it appeared in August. There weren't many cases, so maybe it was slowed down by the heat. In any way, we don't know yet. Until summer comes, we cannot say anything. Before moving on to the last point, which is how to protect yourself and others, my dad asked me a few moments ago a question, which is, can this virus live in water and air? Which means, can we get contaminated by water and air? And according to current research, the answer is no, thankfully. Now, how to protect yourself and others? Let's start by taking steps to protect yourself. The first obvious one is to clean your hands often, to wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you have been in a public space or after blowing your nose, coughing, sneezing. And if soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. When you go and buy a hand sanitizer, you can read on the bottle if it is 60% above or under. And avoid touching your nose, eyes, mouth with unwashed hands. Second thing is to avoid close contact with people who are sick and to put a distance with between you, yourself, and other people if the virus is spreading in your community. Now, taking steps to protect the others. If you are sick, then stay home. Even if it is simple flu or you have mild symptoms and you don't know what it is, stay home and put distance between you and your other family members. If you cough or sneeze, cover them. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, or use the inside of your elbow. And of course, throw used tissues in the trash. And immediately wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And if not available, again, use a hand sanitizer. About wearing a face mask. Now, if you are sick, you should wear a face mask when you are around people. If you are not sick, you do not need to wear a face mask unless you are caring for someone who is sick and they are not able to wear a face mask. Face masks may be in short supply and they should be saved for caregivers and people who are sick. But I will tell you this. This was you can find this in the CDC, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But I will tell you this. If you are going to a crowded place, I mean, avoid it as much as you can. But if you have to go to a crowded place, then just wear a mask, sick or not sick, because you don't know if people around you are sick and they actually don't wear a mask. If you are in a crowded mask, if you are in a crowded place, then wear a mask. If not, then you don't need to. Because again, you will only get contaminated if people around you are sick and are coughing or sneezing, or if you touch something that is contaminated and then touch your face. So make sure to not touch your face, nose, mouth, eyes. I will end the podcast with this. Do not be selfish. You might even have mild symptoms, very mild symptoms, and you won't even consider yourself sick. However, you might infect other people who are old, your parents, your grandparents, and they would be at risk and you would put them in danger. So don't be selfish. Do not go out, at least for a few days, unless you are in absolute need of going out. We are not even asked to sacrifice for too much. You know, nobody is dragging you out of your home and taking you to a war zone to fight. You are just asked to stay home. So please stay inside as much as you can. We need to fight this together. And the second thing, only read news and get information from good sources. If you won't have any, I will give you links and even links of the information that I got and everything that I said. Please contact me if you want anything. If you want to read research papers that are published in scientific journals, go to Google Scholar and just type the word coronavirus and then read all the scientific papers that has been published from 2019-2020. You can choose the year. Go ahead and read them. This is a good source. I'll go to WHO, the World Health Organization, or go to CDC. Just something that is assured. The last and the most important thing, do not read news about it 24 hours. When you go now to social media, all you can see is coronavirus. You can't even avoid it, you know? So please avoid all the anxiety. You just have to act upon the measurement, but you don't have to give yourself that much anxiety and panic. You don't need that at all. So avoid social media for some time if you want to. Go do something else. If you want to read news about it, just go to one specific source, read their updates about it, and that's it. Do not read or see everything that everyone is sharing about the coronavirus. At last, I hope that we will all be responsible enough to act and do what we should do and do the right thing in spite of what everyone else is thinking. Just do the right thing, okay? Do the right thing. And that we would be smart enough to make good use of the time that we have right now. At least when this coronavirus passes, inshallah, and everything will be well, we'll look back and think, I've actually learned something. I've read some books, you know. I've did that one thing that I wanted to do and didn't have time for it. Please be responsible and be conscious and take care of your mental health. And with that, I say to you goodbye, my friends, and I will see you in the next podcast, inshallah.